Thank you. I can check one thing off my list now already, and that's falling on my face on the way out. So believe it or not, I actually did that a few years ago at a funeral. Whenever your family, you sit in the front two rows and they let you out first. And just as I got in the middle row to walk out, I fell on my skirt and I actually fell on my face. So I'm happy to be standing at this point. I am excited to be able to come out here today and talk with you about my journey. So whenever, I'm sure everybody's just getting started, we think that it's just gonna kind of be a steady climb to the top, right? Or better yet, just a rocket ship to the top. And for some of you sitting out there right now, that's been the case, and that's awesome. But that hasn't been my journey. My journey has been more of a slow and steady. And to be honest, at times, it hasn't even been steady. And it goes a little something like this. In March of 2012, two of my best friends, Deanna White and Danielle Ripley, called me, and they said, "You have got to do this with us." Just to give you a little backstory, that top picture of us, we were getting ready to go on a cruise, and that was the month before I got started. What do you do when you're getting ready to go on a cruise? You hit it hard with a diet and exercise, right? So I'd been at it for about 5 or 6 weeks, and I lost 2 pounds. So anyway, and then when you go on a cruise, you eat, and then you eat, and then if you're me, you eat some more. And so needless to say, I got off that cruise and my pants were tight. And so they called and they said, "You've got to do this with us." And they were part of the You Name It, They Try It Club. And I was that annoying friend that said, "All you got to do is diet and exercise." In the meantime, that was not working for me anymore. So I said, "Okay, what makes this different than anything else you guys have been doing?" And I heard 5 to 15 pounds in 8 days. And I have to admit, I was like, I could stand to see the scale move in the right direction in that amount of time. And they had me at money back guarantee. So I was still rolling my eyes. I said, "Okay, sign me up. You're not going to get skinny without me." And the next morning, bless her heart, Danielle rushed over 8 days from her kit to me so that I could get started with them and I didn't have to wait. Even right down to putting 8 capfuls of Global Blend in an empty water bottle. So I started my 8-day challenge and I lost 8 pounds. Day 3, I knew I felt absolutely incredible and I knew that I was gonna be on these products for the rest of my life. But it just so happens 3 months before I got started, I had quit my job. I had a work from home job that was running somebody else's company while she traveled the world. I felt very underappreciated and I was stressed to the max 24/7 and I had 3 small kids who were not getting the best of me. So I knew I could not put the extra financial strain on my husband's shoulders for me to stay on the products. He already worked very hard for our family and valued me being at home. So I went back to the twins and I said, "Okay, I feel great. I want to be on these products the rest of my life and I need to get them paid for." And they said, oh, that's so easy and we're getting ready to earn our first free trip. And I said, zip it. That's not going to be me. I'm not hosting any parties. I'm not going to be the crazy lady shouting about this on Facebook. But I can tell a few people. In July of 2012, I don't know how the twins did it, but they convinced me to have a party. They twisted my arm. And I said, "Okay, I can invite a few people over. By the way, I'm not talking. I will not say anything, but I will invite people." They said, "Okay, we'll do everything." I'm sure at this point they thought, "God, what are we going to have to do to get her to do something?" And anyway, I invited a few people over. It was the last day of the month in July. I was 800 points from manager. And I was walking my last guest out to the driveway, and she drove off. And the twins ran out, and they said, "Oh, my gosh, you're not going to believe this." And I said, "Okay, yeah, probably not. What?" And they said, "You just hit manager." I remember that feeling that I had in my heart, just total excitement. And at that point, guys, I'm just a manager that never quit. So a couple months later, I did something else to step way out of my comfort zone. I bought a plane ticket and boarded a plane to my first corporate event in Orlando of 2013. I'm gonna guess there's some of you sitting out there in the audience that this is your first event and you might not have made enough to come. Pat yourself on the back. You're doing one of the best things that you can do for your business right now. Guys, I left that event with a lump in my throat and a fire inside. I saw the vision for this company. I saw the leaders. I saw what great hands we were in. I heard testimonies of how people had transformed their health, and I saw what the opportunity was doing to transform people's finances, and I knew this is something that I had to do. So I left that event with about the same, with the same look of determination and intensity as I did when I was about 8 or 9 years old out of the gates. By the way, I'm a rodeo girl. It took me 5 years to get to executive, so I kind of blew that theory out of the water. But I left that event and got to work. I had an extreme builder come on board. I ended up double ranking that month. Things were going great. People were loving the products. And then, I ended that month a couple thousand points from Platinum Director, I should include. So it was awesome. And then, the wheels fell off. They didn't just fall off. They shot off and they burned. My extreme builder decided that it wasn't the right time for her, and she walked away from her organization. People were returning their products. I went from five or six legs wide to two legs, basically one strong one with a rock star leader on my level 5, who I'm forever grateful for. The next 3 years, I struggled with self-doubt. I drove hours for parties where nobody showed up. And I even remember thinking, do I really want to go to another event and be recognized on stage for a rank that I haven't been at in years? But I remembered that first event that I went to, and I remembered that I said I was never going to miss another event, no matter what. And when your why is as cute as mine, you'll do anything to succeed. Failure's not an option. You won't quit. So fast forward 3 years to the summer of 2016. My son, so I was a rodeo girl, now I'm a baseball wife, baseball mom. My son, he was 8 years old, and it was his first year in player pitch baseball. And I sat there game after game after game, watching him jump out of the box. And I just thought, some of those pitches come in kind of erratically for an 8-year-old. I understand, he saw some of his friends get beamed, but I said, buddy, stay in the box. You gotta stay in the box. Put your toes on the line and get in the box. Don't be afraid. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I thought, Am I listening to my own advice here that I'm so freely shouting from the stands? I said, are you staying in the box in your business, Kylie? Or are you jumping out because you're scared of failure? You're scared of success. Do you have your toes on the line waiting for that ball to hit it out of the park? And I realized I didn't. So I went home from that game, and I knew that there were things that I could not change in my business, but I knew there were things that I could change. One of them being my personally sponsoring. If I was setting the standard for my team, I was doing a lousy job. My warm market had dried up, so I found new ways to get into my cold market, and I got good at asking for referrals. I committed to working hard towards President's Club. I knew that I needed to develop new frontline leaders because I didn't come in for the business, so I wasn't necessarily sharing the business. And I knew that I needed to work on developing new frontline leaders and in new areas. Most of all, I recommitted myself to my business. And I'm happy to say that in July of that month of 2016, I hit Platinum Director 3 years after we came so close. My team put the pedal to the metal, they worked hard, and we hit Platinum Director. And what do you do when you hit a rank? You hit it the next month, right? No, not in my journey. Didn't get it that next month. We fell back, but continued to work hard. And in February of 2017, we hit Platinum Director. And for the first time in March of 2017, we hit Platinum Director again and sealed up the cruise. That was my goal. My team worked hard. They never quit. But more than that, that month we ended a couple of thousand points from executive. And I'm not gonna lie, it was a stinger. It was a little bit of a stinger to be that close. But as God has had his hand in my journey this whole time, in April of 2017, 1 hour before our corporate event in Wichita, Kansas, with Mark Walker in town, I hit executive. My team hit executive. You know, God works in mysterious ways. And in May of 2017, we flew by executive and we're going to Dubai. So it's just been absolutely, absolutely incredible. We're not stopping there. And I don't stand up here because anything I did. I stand up here because I have a team that never quits, Team Blessed by X. You motivate me. Every day you inspire me to be a better leader, and I appreciate and I love you guys so much. A lot of you have been with me from day one. I have to thank my family. It's a total team effort, as most of you know. My kids ask me every day, Mom, where are you at towards your goal? They know what the last day of the month is like. And I have to include here, my son heard me rehearsing my speech in the kitchen a couple weeks ago, and I didn't know, he was in the living room. He said, Mom? I said, yeah. He said, don't forget to tell him I hit a home run that season. I stayed in the box. So I was like, Lord help me, do not forget that part of my speech. So I've got to include that. And I want to thank my family, my husband, who is here today at his first event, who has supported me from day one, even whenever I said, I bought something for weight loss. I told him, I didn't ask him. So he supported me from day one, never asked me why I'm doing this or why I needed to go to an event, and just picks up into Mr. Mom mode when I leave. So thank you so much for your support. And last and not least, my upline. Lacey, Kara, Monica, Deanna, and Danielle have prayed for me. They've prayed over me. They've cried with me. Deanna and Danielle, you'll never know what it's meant, the love and the support and the belief that you have poured into me when I, at times, didn't think I believed in myself. I'll never be able to thank you enough. So, and with this, unfortunate for them, I'm not good with graphics and PowerPoints and all that, so they had their hand in this big time. So that's my journey, and today I just wanna leave you with four thoughts that have helped me throughout the way. The first one, stickability. Just like Robin said, there are gonna be days when you're gonna question why you're doing this, and you've got to know why you're doing this. You've got to know that you're gonna be here. Whether four people returned their kit that day or someone told you that this business wasn't for them. Catla said at a training one time, and I loved it, nobody ever got somewhere because of something. They got there in spite of something. And darn it, Robin said that too. And that was something I was gonna say, but I love that. Number two, go to work. It's one thing to say you want this, but you got to get your work boots on and pull them up and work every day, day in, day out, and show your team that you are working. Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. Guys, this is so much of a mind game as it is anything else. Get up every day. If you have to put your positivity pants on every day, but know that you can do this and you will. And positive affirmations and those I ams. And the last one, it's not always easy, but it is always worth it. Thank you guys so much. Here's to a great event.